From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Hudson Valley One publisher Gettysburg Forecast is reporting Ulster Publishing has suspended print publication of its newspaper beginning this week. 47-year-old Enterprise publishes the Woodstock Times, the Kingston Times, the New Platts Times, and the Sorgerties Times, blaming the, and I quote, widespread economic lockdown associated with the frightening outbreak of the COVID-19 virus, end quote. Zvekorkas writes, and I quote, this will be the first week in Ulster Publishing's history that we have not published a print newspaper, and it won't be the last. Change will continue even after the pandemic recedes. Our objective remains to publish the best journalism we can in whatever format serves our communities best, end quote. All content, including stories from the company's weeklies, will be available to subscribers at HudsonValleyOne.com, and the website will continue to be updated for breaking news. The company intends to reorganize, but as of now, it has laid off the entire staff, many of whom have worked for Ulster Publishing for decades. The caucus said, and I quote, I promise them and you that we'll be back, better than ever, producing more and better work than we ever have. We beg you to please stay with us on this necessary detour on our common journey, end quote. Read the full letter at HudsonValleyOne.com. Andy Baird reports for BuzzFeed that White House officials said March 24th that anyone who left New York City recently should self-isolate for 14 days. This comes as three counties, Greene, Sullivan, and Delaware, have pointedly told outsiders to stay out, while Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan has taken a much more welcoming tone. He said, and I quote, those are not our values, especially in a moment of challenging crisis. We are supposed to all be in this together, end quote. White House officials urged New York City residents to self-isolate. Dr. Deborah Brick, the White House coronavirus coordinator, said in a press conference March 24th, and I quote, everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days to ensure the virus doesn't spread to others, no matter where they have gone, whether it's Florida, North Carolina, or out to the far reaches of Long Island. We're starting to see new cases across Long Island that suggest people have left the city. This will be very critical, end quote. Dr. Anthony Fauci, another member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, agreed. Fauci said, and I quote, what we're seeing now is that, understandably, people want to get out of New York. We don't want that to be another seeding point for the rest of the country, wherever they go, end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo has pointed out that the virus does not respect any borders and that patients from New York City may be sent to Hudson Valley facilities when hospitals in the city overflow. Read more about this story at BuzzFeed. James Gormley is reporting for the Legislative Gazette that State Minority Leader John Flanagan announced Wednesday, March 25th, he will not run for re-election. Flanagan said in a statement, and I quote, for almost 34 years, I have enjoyed the privilege, honor, and distinction of serving as an elected official in the New York State Legislature. The opportunity to serve the public for virtually all of my adult life has enriched every aspect of my life, and so it is with a heavy heart, but extremely proud heart, that I announce today that I will not be seeking re-election to the New York Senate. The wide array of emotions I am experiencing in making this decision are balanced by knowing that I am making the best decision for me and my family, end quote. Republican Flanagan represents New York's 2nd Senate District, which includes Smithtown and portions of Brookhaven and Huntington in Suffolk County. He has served 9 terms in the state Senate and previously for 8 terms in the state assembly. Read Flanagan's full statement at LegislativeGazette.com. Marianne Schmidt is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Germantown Board, March 10th, appointed Jen Crawford to head up the town's local waterfront revitalization program committee. The committee is charged with preparing a comprehensive land and water use plan to identify valuable waterfront resources and outline how to make them more resistant to a future threat while attracting appropriate development to the area. Once the state approves an LWRP, state agencies are required to act in a manner consistent with the local plan to the extent it is practical. In Germantown's case, an approved LWRP could impact Amtrak's plans to install impasse fences and gates on Lower Main Street and Savoy Landing. The town was recently awarded a $75,000 grant from the New York State Department of State to develop an LWRP. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, and updates on COVID-19. Visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.